I was three when we moved to Port Moody, and we moved to back to Seattle when I was almost nine. And Daddy looked into the school situation, and he decided that he had come from Minnesota, and he loved lakes. So we lived very close to Lake Washington, and we were only two blocks from the school we attended.
What school did you attend?
Madrona. Madrona Elementary School, which is still going strong today. I loved Madrona School, and we had what was called the platoon system. It was the first school to have multiple teachers. And from the fourth grade on, and I entered in the fourth grade, in the fourth grade we had five teachers, and we had an hour of mathematics, an hour of history, geography combination, an hour of English and literature, an hour of library, and then an hour of art, and a half hour each of music and physical education. It was really a wonderful system, and it amazes me that there's such problems in the schools today when this was in the depth of the Depression. I mean, this was in 1930.
Wow.
And all the way through the 30s, this continued. It was a very well-run school, and I will never forget the principal. He was a very desirable man. I mean, he was someone to really look up to. And one day in one of our assemblies, he said, "Now, you children, if you would just remember that you are who you are when you're not being watched."
Mm-hmm.
And that has stuck with me all my life, because you stop and think about your relationship to God. And you want to do the very best you can, so you think about your behavior no matter where you are. And that was, I think that was a very good thing for him to say. I don't know how many people in the school were as affected as I was, but we'll hope that everybody was. And when... I guess I was chosen to be the queen of language land in a play. And Mother had an ice green taffeta, a short evening dress that had panniers with silver embroidery.
Wow.
And I wore that. And oh, did I think I was wonderful,
uh-huh.
You know. I just loved it. And I've always loved acting, to perform. It's been a joy. And to sing. And we sang every Christmas, all the schools in Seattle, the music classes were chosen to go and sing in the Civic Auditorium. And we were in the floor of the Civic Auditorium, and then the parents were, and other people were all around the sides. And it was a beautiful sound. It really was a beautiful sound. When I was, when I was in sixth grade, a girl came to school, and she was from Kansas City, Missouri, and her name was Cecily Fleetwood Forbes, and I guess because I was a friendly person, my teacher appointed me to show her around and introduce her to people and be her mentor. And she remained my very, very dear friend all of my life. And actually, I went to visit her when her husband was stationed in 1942, during World War II, at Bremerton. And I went to visit her and met Bruce Hammond, who was a young Marine second lieutenant at that time. And we started dating, and then later married. So that was a very auspicious meeting.
Yes.
All the way around. So Cecily and I have maintained our friendship all through the years, and just this past summer she passed on, and that was hard. Mm-hmm. But we, as a family, we kept up touch and knew each other. Jamie and her older daughter were good friends, and so that was. It's interesting how life kind of intermingles and moves and changes.